Okay, if and when UAB's football team gets back on the field, select players might have a chance to tackle that ultimate dream, making it to the NFL. College stars who get there enter a new financial world. In the course of just a few years, successful NFL players can make the kind of money most Americans dream of making over a lifetime. But a new study has found a twist, and we're going to hear about it from NPR social science correspondent Shankar Vedantam. Hey, Shankar.
Hi, David.
So what's the study about?
Well, the study examines how NFL players drafted between 1996 and 2003, how they fare financially, not over their careers, but over their lifetimes. Now, most players know, of course, that you can make a lot of money in the NFL, but you're in a high-risk occupation. Your career can be cut short for all kinds of reasons, including injury. Colin Kammerer is a behavioral economist at Caltech, and he said that conventional theories in economics suggest that when people go through boom times, they usually know that they should sock away a lot of that money for retirement. Here he is.
If you know you're going through a boom income time, like early in the NFL, you should be saving a huge percentage of that money. Probably they should be saving 80% of it instead of spending 80% of it. And then when they have very low income, like the retired, then you can kind of dip into your nest egg and be paying quite a bit more.
So that's the smart strategy. I assume you're going to tell me the NFL players don't always stick to that.
That's exactly right, David. And it's not just that players seem to be making poor financial decisions. They seem to be making abysmal financial decisions. Kammerer and his colleagues, Kyle Carson, Anna Maria Lusardi, and Joshua Kim, find that there's a staggering rate of bankruptcy among former NFL players, David. They find about 1% of former players go bankrupt every year, and that number keeps rising steadily year after year. So by year 12, for example, about 15% of former players have gone bankrupt. Kammerer told me there were two things that really surprised him. The first was how quickly bankruptcy started to happen after players left the NFL. Here he is again.
The thing we were very surprised by was that the bankruptcies start almost immediately upon retirement. And also, the rate of bankruptcy seems to be surprisingly unrelated to how long they lasted in the league and how much total money they earned.
Well, that's interesting. So it's not just players who come into the league and only are there for a couple of years, get injured so they didn't make as much as they expected. They go bankrupt. It's players who've been in the league for a long time, experienced over a long period, amass a lot of money. They
go
bankrupt too.
That's right.
What's happening? Why?
Well, you know, there are lots of theories about what could be happening. The researchers wrestled with this in different ways. One theory is you have a lot of young kids entering the league, and perhaps the people who are guiding them are not helping them make very good financial decisions. There could be psychological issues at play. When you make a lot of money suddenly, you start to think of risk very differently. So Kammerer finds, for example, that players tend to invest in very risky ventures like nightclubs, which have very high odds of failure. And that could be because when you make a lot of money, suddenly it's silly money. You don't take the same care with the money as when you earn it much more slowly. It could also be that players are being influenced by their peers. You know, they see their pals buying expensive cars and big houses. They feel they need to do the same thing. One of the really interesting hypotheses that Kammerer wants to explore in a subsequent study is whether football injuries and concussions in particular might have something to do with this. Is it possible that players are being injured and those brain injuries are prompting them not to make good financial decisions over their lifetimes?
Shankar, thanks as always for coming in.
Thank you, David.
That's NPR's social science correspondent Shankar Vedantam, who regularly joins us to talk about social science research. You can find him on Twitter at Hidden Brain, and you can follow this program at NPR Montaigne, at NPR Green, and at Morning Edition.